50 security workers at JFK protested today over working conditions and suppression of workers' rights, and it's not the first time. One contractor says in response they pride themselves on their ability to have open dialogue with their employees. WBAI's Rebecca Miles has more.
50 workers employed by airline security contractors protested at JFK Airport today, saying the companies are trying to silence them when they complain about work conditions and bring up safety problems. The demonstration began at Terminal 4 and then moved to Terminal 3, where workers arrived with their mouths symbolically gagged. The workers were joined by State Senator Tony Avello, who sits on the state's Veterans, Homeland Security and Military Affairs Committee, and an independent pastor, Winston Stevenson. Prince Jackson is in security for AirServe, which provides services to airlines in security as well as wheelchair agents and baggage handlers.
Well, we're trying to raise the standards at the airport, and our complaint today was really that the companies that we work for are trying to silence us. They don't want our voices to be heard. They don't want us to talk to any press like I'm talking to you now. They don't want us to even talk to each other about, raising our standards. They don't want us to organize, and they don't want us to talk to union organizers. Our main concern is that the work that we do is very valuable, very important, and we are not being properly compensated for it. We only make $8 an hour. For an example, the TSA officers who have only one security function at the airport, and that is to screen bags and passengers before they go, onto their to their gates and onto the plane, they are paid $16 an hour. So we do all the other security in the airport is done by us, companies like AirServe, and the officers are only paid an average of $8 an hour, half as much as the TSA. And in addition to that, of course, there's no benefits. We can't take a paid sick day. And the equipment, even down to the equipment that we have is shoddy, is faulty, is not always up to par. We're not issued enough breaks. They want us to work, constantly throughout the whole eight-hour shift, with maybe one bathroom break.
Jackson stands by the exit door where people get off the planes for 8 hours straight to make sure no one uses the door to get access to planes. Jackson has complained to the company, as have many of his co-workers, and what has been their response?
Well, go get another job. If you don't like this, the way that, you're being treated here, then go somewhere else where they'll treat you better.
But it's not just poor pay that's the problem, according to workers. It's security. Jonathan Verestigi, who works for Global Elite Services, has been on the job for 8 months. He checks planes for weapons, explosives, and drugs.
I do aircraft search, aircraft security, and the baggage. One of the major problems is the timing on the search. When we have to search the plane, the time is... They don't give us enough time. Other things is the materials they give us, like the wands, they're not working. They don't give us flashlights, and we're rushed throughout the whole search.
The New York Times reported last month that security officers made an official complaint to the Transportation Security Administration, a complaint written by 30 workers over the rushed searches. The TSA at the time said frequent audits and surprise visit prevent the situations that employees described. We contacted Global Elite Group, who issued the following statement, saying they have an exemplary record of safety and security at JFK Airport, and we pride ourselves in the ability to carry on an open dialogue with all our valued employees. We have had constructive informational sessions with our staff and will continue to engage moving forward, end quote. Verostigi said the company sent them emails to ask them not to talk to the press now that the TSA has been contacted. Verostigi says everyone is complaining where he works, but many of them are afraid to lose their jobs.
Because I don't think it's fair, and I think it's trying to be looked into because it's something really important. It's something dangerous. So it should be taken really good like that.
In general, if the TSA gets a complaint, it could prompt an investigation, fines, or order an airline to terminate its contracts with a company. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.